إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in the continuation of the series of the Muslim family and how to build the Muslim family. Now we came back from the honeymoon. All the khutbah before is about now we came back. Now how we to prepare, how to select, and how to even to qualify yourself to the marriage and. Now we came back from the honeymoon and we are gonna go back now to the daily life. What gonna constitute this daily life? First, before I go to the rule that constitute what's gonna take care of this daily life, is I need to go real quickly and to do some kind of refreshment. Number one, we need to understand the Muslim home is the environment where we build the Muslim character and maintain it. Muslim character. The second thing that we need to understand is that the nature of staying home is a temporary. Either for the individual that when they grow up, they go and have their own, or as overall, we are leaving and we're gonna die. So when you are building and nesting and doing all of that, you have to keep in mind all the time you are in a temporary basis. That means do not settle by your soul as if you're gonna live ever forever. No, there is a time limit to your existence. So that's very, very important. The third, we need to be mindful of the nature of the contract, the marriage contract. The marriage contract is a holy commitment between the man and the woman that they will, each one of them, will help each other to be a better Muslim. And we know now also that from the previous khutbah that I gave is the constitution. What's the constitution? Is the commitment, is the contract, is what the, in our life we call it the general contract or the social contract. It's between the group of people, that's the constitution. But the constitution between the family, this unit, and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Surah Al-Fatiha. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين and the requirement تهدينا الصراط المستقيم. And I talked about that by detail. Now today we want to go and see how we going to communicate, how the daily life going to go. And now we know either you're going to be one of two types in your life. Either you are reactionist, is to sit down and see things happen regardless how it happened, who did it, and you start to react. Or you are proactive. Proactive, that means you plan. You know what you are doing, and you try to do your best to accomplish the goal and the success in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim cannot afford the first category. You cannot be actionist. Because basically I have a goal. I have a very specific goal. I want to qualify myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. So I don't have a luxury to sit down and wait anything happen. I have yusari'una fil khayrat. That means they are not yasri'u, yusari'u. That's yusari'una fil khayrat. It means what? Continuously. You can be moving fast but you stop. After that, you accomplish one goal. But you say, that means continuously in a state of moving fast. Finish one task, what's after? I don't have a time, I don't have a luxury of time. So the Muslim by its own nature is what is proactive. Now I got two proactive. I got the husband and the wife proactive. But I want to constitute this relationship. So let us see what the Quran say. The Quran saying المؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. And you know the rest of the ayah. The essence, the dynamic, the quality of you as a human being is how you stand and where you stand from promoting good and fighting evil. Now we are building environment. So it is obvious this environment to be valid, to be healthy, the immune system of this family gonna be promoting good and fight evil. But how are we gonna do it? How are we gonna transform all of that to a daily life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transform it in Surah An-Nahl. Verse 90. What did that say? Remember, sometimes we read one verse, but that verse turned out not to be the only legislation or one law. It turned out one verse can turn out to be the whole entire law. Can you imagine? Listen to this in Surah An-Nahl. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تتقون لعلكم تذكرون. That is a law. That is not a part of the law. That is the whole entire law. That's the law that will constitute your action in life and your action in your family. How is that going to be, work? First of all, let us take it one step at a time. Because believe me, إن الله ينهى يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. Stop. Don't the rest. It's going to take more than 2 years. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, that just only that verse will take more than 2 years. Because that's going to encompass all kinds of sharia, the all aspects of sharia. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرْ. And we know that the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, they are two types. One type, He promotes you. He promotes. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِمَّنْ. Who is better than? Who will do this? If you do that, that's better for you. If you stop doing that, that's better for you. Here is what. You still have a plenty of space. And you and your quality and what you want to do. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you a choice and giving you a promotion to move. And says as much as you reach, as much as you good, that's good. But if I'm not going to do it, you're not going to be punished. But there are another area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constituted. That mean what? No. That's exactly how it is. And you will see that this area is the area in it, of the law legislation in it, will be preceded by the word قُلْ. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ قُلْ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. When they ask you, Ya Muhammad, that is a mandatory requirement. No ijtihad in this area. That is the answer. I don't want to know deviation from it. قُلْ. قُلْ. The second in the same category, which is the يَعْمُرْ. Allah so ordained. And we are here in this category. That means, let it be known from the beginning. Okay, anybody involved in family problems, you know, that the family and the relationship, it goes through a battle of domination. It goes through cycles. They call the first year cycle, 3 year cycle, 7 to 9 year cycle, and after that cycle, and whatever cycle, all of that stuff, that's nice and dandy, but this is not in the Muslim family. And we will find out why. Because remember, number one, they give order in the Muslim house is Allah, not you and not your wife. You are only merely two people helping each other. And after that, subhanAllah, if Allah will get you again later on or not, that is subhanAllah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decision. But now, how this relationship, like I said, it's going to be by those. So when we come and we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah ya'muru, amr, that mean what? That's a command. That's not a choice. So the environment where you live going to have to be executed, will be managed by that command. And that command is asking you to do what? Asking you to do three things. And stop doing three things. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. So he's ordering you by doing three and ordering you to stop doing three. But how about the rest? Believe me, everything after that going to be under these three. Either in these three category or these three category. Like what we're going to find. Today in the khutbah, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, I will try to get to only the headlines or the roots, those six roots of promoting good and fighting evil. They are the six roots. So we can have an understand too. After that, we will start to work on every single umbrella of those, like al-adl, what is that, and how it works, al-ihsan, and what is that, and how it works, and ita'i dhul-qurba, who are dhul-qurba? Well, we're going to find out how many categories of dhul-qurba we have. Okay, I mentioned a little bit before about we have in our mentality, when I say people getting married, that means a man and a woman going to get married and build a little house and they will live happy. Alhamdulillah, that's nice. But if that's the whole entire obligation, if that includes the qurba, where is the needy mothers from both sides? Where is the handicapped fathers from both sides? How about those? Who going to settle those accounts? Where is the orphan in your family? Where is the widows? Where is the needy? Where is the miskeen? Do they have a space? Do they have a place in your home or they don't? Do they have or they don't? Are they part of the structure? Are they part of the fabric or they are not? And when I come and talk about the in-law and the relationship with in-law from both sides, from the wife side and from the husband side, believe me, we're going to have to do a lot of review to what's going on in our life. A lot of review to what we're going to have in our life. But for the purpose of what we have today, inshallah. By the way, if you have any concern or any evaluation or anything to this series, because basically, this is going to, inshallah, I'm going to try as much as possible by the grace of Allah to encompass in it, to hit all aspects of Sharia, inshallah, in there or that related. So you just pass your comment to Dr. Ali, inshallah. So he can, or if you have something favor or something that you think that it can be improved, inshallah, pass your information to Dr. Ali, inshallah, and we will go from there. Inshallah ta'ala. Let us just today, like I said, I very, very strongly believe that to understand any science in the world, you have to understand the terminology and what's in it. So now we are talking about our own life. So we better understand really what we are getting into here. What does the terminology mean? And that's basically the khutbah of today. العدل.
إن الله يأمر.
So now we know. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said أمر, that mean what? Mandatory. Mandatory, that mean what? It is act of worship to do. إن الله يأمر. Like, كتب عليكم الصيام. That's a أمر. Allah ordain on you fasting. That's a أمر. Order. And the same thing, here. إن الله يأمر بالعدل. What is عدل? العدل, it means you give everybody that you are in interaction with his right according to the Quran and Sunnah. No more, no less. As a starter, as a start, you have to give everyone you are in interact with, it's right. Whatever do right, his or her right, according to the Quran and to the Sunnah. According to the way that Allah explained it. Okay. If you are not going to apply adl, what you going to apply as a substitute? To al-adl, there is no substitute. If you are not going to give, that you're going to be what? You're going to be following what it's called al-hawa, convenience. That means I give you when I like you. I don't give you your right when I am mad at you. Now, Muslims do that. Don't do that. I'm going to give you your right because Allah said so. If I'm mad at you, I am not. I like you, I am not. Whatever there is no place to my feeling. To just make, to give you something that it can inspire you in that, I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm, you know, something that you can read and look at it. Go tonight, inshallah, to Surah An-Nur. And see how Abu Bakr, how he been ordered to forgive and to give everybody his right in Hadithat al-Ifq. There is no place in your life and mine. You want to get hurt, definite. Act upon it, no. And that's what makes the difference. That's what you're going to get paid for. So العدل, if you are not going to apply العدل, you will apply الهوى. And العدل means giving everyone his right. Who comes on the top of the list of this? عدل. That means rights and obligations. It comes on the top of the list who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has right over you. Do you give him his right? When you give him his right? How you give him his right? When it was the last time you took a time, you took a second, and you said, Ya Allah, help me to fulfill some of my rights. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُرُ. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very minor, very small, very, very small amount of people recognize and say thank you. Or they use what I give them to use it the right way. Do Allah have right in your life? We are running like lions. Lions in the streets. Lions claiming and trying to get what we think it is our right. Day and night. Where is Allah right? And when you give him his right? And how you give him his right? Or by another word, what I'm trying to call the attention to in this point. If you sit down and describe your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, How are you going to describe it? Are you among اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب والذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. Or the word of Allah goes from the right to the left and nothing happened in between. Nothing moved. And look at especially Arabic speaking people. You cannot close your eyes and pay attention to what they say. I am one of them. I'm not criticizing. I am from them. I am talking now to my own self. There is no just about one single word that we do not mention Allah in it. And we don't know what we are saying. And we don't mean what we are saying. Wallahi, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. La wallahi, ma hasalch kada. No, that did not happen. The word of Allah is involved in everything. It is a part, it comes to be a part of the slang. It is a part of a language. The word Allah, if just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بَحَمْدِهِ وَيُقَدِّسْ لَهُ. Where are you? And where am I? I don't want to go too far here, but you got my point. That is what it could be enforced in your family. And you're going to be the one who will do it. You will give Allah His right. You will help everybody in your family to give Allah His right. And that is the outcome. Every one of those will be, inshallah, if Allah won't, going to be a complete khutbah, inshallah. Today is just an overview to a general. The second, do the Quran have rights? We all have Quran. We all have more than one copy of Quran. What did the Quran write? After that, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has rights. Does he have right? Do we know what it is right? Do we give it to him? إن الله يأمر بالعدل. العدل means gives everybody his right. Do we give Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام his right? Do we give our parents the rights? When you talk about parents, there is no past tense. We all know that part. Do we give our parents the rights? Do we give our spouses, the partner that help us to be among the muttaqeen, do we know their rights and give it to them? Most of the complaint in the family problems, either the man and the woman coming with one problem. In major. What is the problem? I'm not getting my rights. Well, good. You know your rights. I'm not getting my rights. My spouse doing this. I never heard one single coming and say, I got a problem of giving my right. The other person his right. And he is not taking it. I never heard it. When you want to take and not give, there is no adl in here. You are controlled by al-hawa. Completely controlled by al-hawa, by convenience, by what your own special selfish needs. Do you give your neighbors their rights? That's al-adl. That's the justice that Allah ordered us to do. Do you give your children their rights? Do we give khalqillah its rights? When Allah created the birds, and some people taking them part target for shooting to practice, is that adl? Is you misuse and abuse the license that Allah gives you to eat animals? وَمَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا أُمَمٍ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. They are umam, nations exactly like you. They have fathers and mothers and relatives and they have whatever. And Allah gives you the permission. And somebody, target happy, free, finger free, keep shooting. Oh, I'm good, I got this down. And after that, maybe they eat it or they don't. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that creature so it can be a target for your convenience to practice? Islam didn't leave anything. Believe me, legislation didn't leave anything. And more of all, do you give yourself its right? Are you fair and just with your own self? When you are driving your own soul, your own self, day and night out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, either in a form of disobedience or in a form of ghafla, absent-minded, and zikrillah, do you think you are doing yourself right? Do you really do yourself right? Do you really take care of yourself? Are you doing the best management to your soul? Are you kind to yourself? Do you have a mercy to yourself? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Protect your own self and whoever you are responsible for from Allah anger and Allah punishment and Allah fire. All of these interrogation mark, inshallah, each one of them will be answered by Allah will, inshallah, in different khutbas. That is what not only you're going to have to execute in your home, but that's also what you're going to teach the new generation. We already, by example and by talking, we already know that the longest childhood known to the mankind is the childhood of the mankind. Why? Because day in and day out, you have to prepare, educate, and train the new generation to apply those laws, al-adl. That's number one. Let us come to number two, al-ihsan. Al-ihsan means what? Al-ihsan basically means doing the best you can, not what you can. As an act of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the hadith of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the ihsan is, that means what? In doing the ihsan, there is nothing else that I can do. That is the best that I can do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is talking about in this area, what he is saying. He is saying, when he was explaining the ihsan, he said what? هو أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That means, worship Allah does not mean all the act of worship. Anything you do with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of worship. Anything you do as an act of worship is an act to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an act of worship. So you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see him. And if you can't, you know that he sees you. But what did that mean? When you sit down and do something, is your performance like you see your supervisor watching you? If you see a board sitting down watching you, if you see the people watching you, performance will be different. The alert will be different. The quality will be different. The intention to not to make mistakes will be a lot more alert. How about if Allah watching you? And listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran. He is asking, وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. If we just understand this, you will see a magnitude of how much we can win or how much we can lose. How much we can win or how much we can lose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Do you think the return of al-ihsan will be nothing less than the ihsan? That means if you, son of Adam, give the best you can, with the intention to please me, I will give you the best that I can. Subhanallah, I will give you the best that I have. Can you compare between the ihsan that you can give to Allah and the ihsan that Allah can give you? What is your top of the line? And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the top of the line? See the ample opportunity that Allah is giving here in al-ihsan. And he's asking, وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You give your best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the best. Can you lose in this one? This is the ihsan. إِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربة. He said in the beginning, let us take our time here. He said, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. و he didn't say و ذي القربة. He said وإيتاء ذي القربة. Can it be و ذي القربة؟ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَ. Is there any significant meaning in it? Yeah. There is a big meaning in it. That means what? Listen, when it comes to the الْقُرْبَ, you have to be proactive. You are not going to deal with the الْقُرْبَ according to the way that they treat you. You are not going to treat the qurba the way they treat you. Ita'i the qurba means what? You're going to have to be proactive. Proactive in doing what? In doing al-adl and doing al-ihsan. I'm going to give everyone of the qurba, I'm going to give him his right or her right to the best of my capability. Are they kind to me? No. It doesn't make any difference. Do they love me? No, it doesn't make any difference. Are they fighting me? Yeah, doesn't make any difference. Stab me? Doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. You see now the magnitude that we have to work on? You see the scale we have to work on? The type of problem that we will be asked about? The standard we are committing ourselves to. But who are dhul-qurba? You have dhul-qurba by blood. We have dhul-qurba by blood. And we have another type of dhul-qurba.
We have ذي القربة بالجوار. Let us go back to the generic meaning first. القربة, it comes from near. Something near to you. So you say it is قريب. So the قربة, that means something related to you, and it is what? It is also near. So what is the near? The first category. The first category of the قربة is going to have to be me who? He's going to be the blood relationship. Father, mother, uncle, aunt, offsprings, name it, grands. All of those, Zul Qurba. But at the same time, also, that's one category. Another category, the next door neighbor. That's a Qurba right there. A different category of Qurba. But he's a category of Qurba. Is he near or not near? Yeah, he's right there. So there are also, you have to give him his right to the best of your capability, regardless what the outcome. Do we have another Dhul Qurba? Yes. We have what we call in-law. You have a father-in-law, you have a mother-in-law, you have brother-in-law, you have whatever. Do they have rights or they don't have rights? Or do you just take your spouse out of this family and have a nice day? Or let us go and meet on Fridays or meet on Christmas or on occasions or whatever they do. Or there is a relationship here. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya'mur, command, order. So you see now how many category? We have more than one category. So the qurba is not my blood. Is Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, wal-ayazu billah, was a blood relationship with Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Definite. The question and what we're going to find out, inshaAllah, did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treat him adl? How he treated Abu Lahab? We're going to have to understand how and why and what happened to put things in the right perspectives. Hamza was his uncle, and Abu Lahab was his uncle too. Did he treat Hamza the way he treated Abu Lahab? There are areas we have to understand and let our children understand. So also, we have the Qurba in religion. We, in a lot of time, we meet in the Muslim community, when we meet each other, we talk, and it comes to be a talk. The brother, how are you, brother? How are you doing, sister? Do really they are brothers? Do really they are sisters? And remember, we already agree, if you are not proactive, you are not going to fulfill a lot. You are not going anywhere. Did you break the barrier between you and between the other people, the other in the Muslim community? Do you give them their rights? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd. They are the allies. Where everybody has his own ethnic group, has his own, and among the ethnic group, you have a people divided by country and by geography and whatever, and. Arabs don't talk to Pakistani, and Pakistani don't talk to Indian, and all of them, they don't talk to Bengali, and Bengali don't talk to whatever. And among each one of them, keep dividing as much as you want. And we're still using the word brother and sister. Here we will have to know that there is a Zul Qurba. Obviously, inshallah, I only give exposure to the first three today in the khutbah. So we need to understand there are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send, He sent everything you need as a legislation. We need to learn it and we need to apply it.
Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. And help us to be a better Muslim. And give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran. And the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and we can die in peace. And in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. So now we know that the bottom line, you are in a temporary basis having a certain responsibility to do in your family. The responsibility already been defined. The course of action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified in Surah An-Nahl, verse 9a. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. These are six major elements. Today I talked about only three. As over every one of those, like you see, it has so many categories in it. And inshallah, everyone will be, category will be addressed if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter it in the due time. The first, which is al-adl, that means you give everybody his right. And we found out on the top of the list, are you giving Allah his right? Giving Sayyidina Muhammad his right, giving the Quran, giving your parents, giving yourself, giving your spouse, giving your children. Do you give them the rights? You have to answer that question. Do you give everybody his right, or you are running day and night looking for your own right? Believe me, if you are worried about giving everybody his right, you have no time. You will not have no time to find that to worry about if you are getting your right or wrong. And if everybody told, can you imagine you are as a father going to get your right? You are as a husband, you're going to get your right? You are as a neighbor, you're going to get your right? You are as get your right? You're going to end up with a big basket of rights you will never be able to get if you don't apply this. But if you go like a lion trying to get a mole, you will never get him. So that's the first. Al-Ihsan is doing the best you can, not what you can, as an act of worship to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I talked after that about the wa'ati dhil qurba, and we found out dhil qurba, that they are not only one category, they are more than one category. We have the blood qurba, we have the in-laws qurba, we have the neighbor qurba, and we have a qurba in our belief. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُخْوَةٌ. So that is exactly the magnitude, part of the magnitude that will control your daily life and will constitute the relationship with everyone in your family. That's how what you're going to apply, and that's what you're going to teach your children by example, and you're going to teach them by the word, and you're going to teach them by training and by education how to apply. That is your responsibility. That is the magnitude of your responsibility. And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, in the next khutbah, if Allah won't, I'm going to talk about the other three. And after that, we will start to take them one step at a time till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordain. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance, and ask Him to bless our gathering, forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply Him in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي لعلكم تقوموا الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala